All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin, or let's continue. We're picking up on page 68. We actually read some of this already. Maish, where do you have us? You have us up to 69?
I have us up to 69.
Right. So let's actually pick up again from 68. So just to reorient ourselves, a little bit. So remember, again, we were talking about the midah of zihirus, the midah of alacrity. But again, remember, the way Rav Kashtiel explained it is that zihirus is much more than simple alacrity. Zihirus means living life with thought, living life with introspection, living life in terms of just a thoughtful, introspective fashion. So remember, again, in this particular chapter in Perek Dalid, the Ramchal was trying to figure out, so what motivates people to engage in the midah of zihirus, to which the Ramchal says, different things motivate different people. So for the first category of people that Ramchal discussed, what motivated them was shleimus. That if you recognize that being shleim, that being whole is a value, so by definition, I want that. If being whole is something good, I want good things in life, and therefore, by definition, I want a sense of shleimus. I want a sense of wholeness. That desire for wholeness, by definition, propels me to engage in the midah of zihirus. However, again, the let's actually begin from the top of 68, just because it's the beginning of the section. Ach lepechusim me'ela tia ha'ar lefi avchanasam v'hu lefi ha'kovid asher heim mis'avim lo. But says Ramchal, for the second category of people, what motivates them to engage in the midah of zihirus? What Ramchal says, it's kovid. Kovid. Now, what does kovid mean? So kovid we normally translate as honor, but we'll discuss what that means. Ha'pechusim anoshim shem ketzas yosher pechusim ma shema anyin osam ze ha'kovid. Uma ze ha'kovid. So what is this honor? What is this honor? What is this kovid that we're talking about? Lo medubar al anoshim mushchasim shema shema anyin osam ze kovid meduma ki ze l'chora kovod b'hamon ha'am. The kan medubar ba'anoshim shem ketzas pechusim mishleimei hadas. As ma hamusag hanikra kan kovod. So the Ramchal, Rav Kashtiel says, let's understand what this means. So again, the Ramchal said that for this second category of people, what motivates them ultimately to acquire the midah of shleimus is, or the midah of zihirus, is kovod, is honor. Now what does that mean? If this is about ego, that can't be what it's referring to over here. Why? Because if a person's driven by ego, that's a very low level. Remember, the category of people that we're talking about over here is the second category. Remember how the Ramchal broke humanity up into three categories of people, right? There's the Shlemi Hadas, the people who are just, they desire completion. They desire wholeness. Again, they're not perfect, but they just have an innate desire for wholeness. And then there is pechusim mehem, the second category down. And then there is the third general category that encompasses everyone else. So if we're just talking about kovod, people who just want kovod, so that seems to be the third category of lowest level people. So what are we referring to over here? So look what he writes. Inyan ha-kovod, the next section. Anoshim shechashiv lehem lios shayachim lema'amad v'tzini. Inyan ha-kovod, hakavana shaychus. Hisyachsus kilomar lo adam choshev hamahmet shelo. The kav that we're referring to over here, says Rav Kashtiel, is that a person is conscious of their standing. Right? A person is conscious of their standing. To where am I shaykh? To what group do I belong? Yesh anoshim. This is very profound. Yesh anoshim shemasher choshev lahem beemes zelihios in. Right? You see that? There are some people who what's important for them is to be in. That's Hebrew. To be in. Right? They want to belong. Yesh anoshim shema shechashuv lahem ze lios nechshamim b'ma'amod besittus b'shiyuch ha'chavrati shalash ha'machim. Both say some people are very conscious and very aware that they want to belong to a particular peer group. They want to belong to a particular social group. This is my chevra, these are my friends, and I want to be able to fit into this group. It's not because ultimately it brings me some type of external kavod. Kilo osim lahem hatsagos v'kibudim eila sheish lam kavod atzmi. Well, say it's not the pshat that being part of the peer group gives me certain privileges or gives me certain opportunities, but rather, again, but rather being part of the particular peer group gives what he calls a kavod atzmi. So kavod atzmi means it gives me a certain feeling, it gives me a certain standing. I can't be on a lower level than my friends. I need to be part of a real chevra. I need to be part of that shleimos gavoa, of that feeling of being whole on a high level. Rabosai, so what's the second level? This is amazing. What this is talking about is a person has, and Rabosai, this is positive peer pressure. It's positive peer pressure. There is such a thing as positive peer pressure. If I see all of my friends learning, I want to learn. I see all of my friends giving tzedakah, I want to give. I see all of my friends doing chesed, I want to do. So the second level is a person who is always like this. You know what? By myself, perhaps I don't have the drive to be shulling. Perhaps by myself, if you just lock me in a room and no one else is around, perhaps I wouldn't have that inner fire to be a whole person. But Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with good friends. I'm blessed with a good peer group, and all of my friends are growing. All of my friends are growing. All of my friends are giving. All of my friends are doing. And so you know what? I want to be part of that chevra. Let's say, I'll just say, just as an aside, you know, it's funny because we did this piece before I left Eretz Yisrael, and I was thinking about this a lot over the course of our trip. And the truth is, what Rav Kashtiel is describing over here, I'll tell you this, this happened to me on a personal level. You know, everywhere you go in Eretz Yisrael, in different ways, the one common theme you see is Mesiras Nefesh. It's Mesiras Nefesh. There is a sense of selflessness. Now they don't think they're being selfless, right? It was funny. We had at our Shabbos Udon on Friday nights. They were zochet to have in the Elman's apartment. So someone from the old city stopped by. People who live there, former Americans who live there, and I thanked them for being on the front lines. So where's Nechemia? Nechemia was just here before. All right, Tila. So Uncle Mike was here, right? So this lady, Mamish, handed me my head on a platter. We're not on the front lines. Everybody says that. It's not a war. It's not. I said to her, whoa. I said, I didn't mean it like a battle. What I meant was, Klal Yisrael is an army. And some of us are on the front lines because we're the Giborim. And other of us, you know, are peeling potatoes in the kitchen. I said, you know, I'm a potato peeler. I said, you're Baruch Hashem, you're on the front lines of Klal Yisrael. Not in a battle sense, in a chashivos sense. So what's amazing over here is, you know, the feeling when you spend time in Israel, the feeling you emerge with is, you know what? I want to be Moser Nefesh. It's a little fair, as they say, right? Why do they get to do all the Mesiras Nefesh? I want to be Moser Nefesh. That's what Rav Kashtiel is explaining over here. So it could be by myself. I wouldn't have come to this. But when you see a peer group that's doing something amazing, you see, then you say to yourself, you know what? I want to do that as well. I want to be Moser Nefesh. I want to push myself. I want to do. I want to give. I want to be. So that's what he's saying over here. He says, "Kilo osim lahem atzagos v'kibudim, and shishin kavod himtichin yoshas echusis chaburim shleimos kavoa." They want to be part, ultimately, again, of a chabura, of a group who's whole, of a group that shalim ze hadimoy atzmi shalahem be'atzavosa. And this is very powerful, and you should know. This is the power, by the way, of surrounding yourself with the right kind of people. You see, we're all subject to peer pressure. So the problem is, if I surround myself by people who are here, you know, I surround myself by people who are here, people who are not pushing themselves to learn, people who are not pushing themselves to grow, people who are not pushing themselves to give beyond their means with tzedakah, but people who are kind of just coasting, then I'm going to coast. But if I surround myself by people who are pushing themselves, who are doing more, who are being more, who are growing more, then I'm going to say to myself, you know what? I want a part of that. It's not right. These guys, look at these people. They're growing, they're doing, they're accomplishing. I don't want to be left on the sidelines. I want to grow as well. This, I will say, is this second group of people is dimoya atzmi. This is their self-categorization in their own eyes. Lo kavod chitzoni. They're not looking for external recognition. Be'enei achevra, meaning I don't need my friends to recognize what I do. Rather, what? Ela be'enei atzmam. See, Rabbi say, this second category of person says, I see everyone else is striving for shleimus. I need to do that as well. Not because I need recognition from anyone else, but because I want to have what everyone else has. Chashuv lahem lios b'ma'amad shel anashim, shatavios mi'atzvam him gavos. It's important for me to be part of a chevra who have very high standards and very high requirements of themselves. Page 69. Shlemi hadas. Him shlemem mitzad atzmam mitzad tevias hashlemus. So the shlemi hadas, the people ultimately, again, was the first category of people. They're shlemi mitzad atzmam, meaning the first category of people just want shlemus because they recognize that it's a valuable, important, and good thing. They understand it of their own. Mitzad tevias hashlemus. Ve'ilu lo mitzad hashlemus, ve'ilu, the second category, lo mitzad hashlemus, and I will say again, had I not been part of a peer group that desires shlemus, perhaps I wouldn't want to be shalem either. Ela ki ze pogeh lehem b'mamad ha'ishi shalahem klape atzmam. But rather, again, now that I am part of a peer group, that puts a value on shlemus, I want it as well. I can't stress enough. This is such an important issue. I'm just going to digress here for just a moment. You know, it's important to be able to have connections and relationships with all kinds of people. You know, Klal Yisrael is an incredible spectrum. And you have to be able to have a hisyachsus. You have to be able to have a connection with all kinds of Jews. But there's a difference with the people you have a connection with and with the people you surround yourself with. Person has to make sure they surround themselves with people who are b'nei aliyah, people who want to grow. I'm not talking about people you're casual friends with, people you reach out to. I want to be clear. I'm not speaking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm just Jewish. So we can do this. We can balance this. I have to have a love and a connection to every Jew. But my chevra, the people I surround myself with, they have to be shtark. They have to be shtark. They have to be b'nei aliyah. Because if I don't surround myself with b'nei aliyah, you know what happens? If I surround myself with mediocrity, what's the best part about surrounding yourself with mediocrity? Right? I look so good. Right? If I surround myself with mediocrity, you say, I am the frumest guy in the group. I'm the only guy learning, the only guy wearing scissors, the only guy putting on tefillin every day, the only this, the only that. So mamash, like, I am a tzaddik yisod olam, right? I am a great tzaddik in the midst of this chevra. So what does that do? What that does is it allows me to coast. What Rav Kashtil, what Ramchal is saying is the importance of surrounding yourself, again, with an incredible chevra of people who push me to grow, who push me to become more. Let's just read one more line, then we'll stop for today. Ledugma. Sholem, actually, I'm going to say, no, actually, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tashem with Rav Kashtiel's example tomorrow. Shkoyach.